know what to eat, but find yourself not eating it. Perhaps you've been on diets and off again, and just wonder why you can't stick to them. The Eating For You podcast, hosted by me, Sally Ann Pisk, will show you what's been missing so you can enjoy a healthier way of eating that lasts.
Hi, it's Sally Ann here. Happy New Year. I am so excited to be back with you again. In our first episode for 2024, I am sharing a practical way to avoid the trap of setting New Year's resolutions that you cannot stick to. I am not going to dig up the reasons why we don't stick to our good intentions, as we covered that last year in episode 16. But it is safe to say if you have set goals, either recently or in the past, that you haven't been able to stick to, you are certainly not alone. And it's not about a lack of willpower. Just on that, when it comes to setting goals for healthier eating, if you find you have this all or nothing or on and off dieting mode happening with food, then I encourage you to check out whether you have a non-hunger or emotional eating habit. And you can do this simply by downloading our free checklist, 7 Signs of Emotional Eating and How to Break Free. I have provided the link to this resource in this episode's notes. Now I want to turn my attention to a practical way of introducing healthier choices that lasts. 2024 is made up of seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks and months. And in this episode, I'm focusing on your daily routine. I like to split our waking day into 4 parts. Morning before breakfast, morning between breakfast and lunch, afternoon up until the evening meal, and then evening before bed. This helps us to plan our days so we allow time for all of the activities that nourish us, plus the essential tasks of the day. It allows us to set up morning rituals and evening rituals, which help us to take control of our day and then in the evening finish off and celebrate our day before we sleep. My morning ritual includes a cup of chai, meditation, yoga or a walk, attending to my horse chit-chat, taking a shower, and it ends with a mindful breakfast. My ritual wasn't always like this. It was very different when I had to travel for work. After taking an aromatherapy bath, I had breakfast. Then I walked 20 minutes to my bus stop, and during the 35-minute bus trip, I meditated. There was another 10-minute walk to the office. Both of these morning rituals supported a calm and organized start to my day. The morning period before lunch is a productive time for most of us, so it is the perfect time to get the task done that needs some extra brain power or creativity. Creativity can also be part of your before breakfast routine, as you may wake up with new ideas for projects, whether these are personal or professional. And as I've shared before, it is ideal to have your main meal at lunchtime, as our digestive system is at its peak prior to 2 p.m. Research supports this with regards to maintaining a healthier weight and managing blood sugar levels if you have type 2 diabetes. Another time of the day where a ritual could be very useful is that time between arriving home at the end of your day and having your evening meal. It is the perfect time to recharge yourself without food, unless you're hungry. A brief yoga session or walk followed by a shower can provide a necessary and restorative break in your day. It helps you to detach from your work or other commitments that you've had during the day and prepare for your evening meal and the night ahead. I know it can be a very difficult time of the day for snacking, but if you know that you are reaching for food and you are not hungry, then don't forget to check out our free checklist, 7 Signs of Emotional Eating and How to Break Free. The link to download this free resource is provided with this episode's notes. Ideally, eat a light evening meal prior to 7 p.m. as this supports our natural healthy weight, our overall health, and it makes it easier to fall asleep and stay asleep overnight. Evening quarter of the day is the time to put away your phone and relax. Often it is a good idea to prepare your to-do list for the day ahead, especially if your mind is very busy or you have lots of things to coordinate the next day. By recording these tasks, your mind can then rest,
Otherwise, you might find it difficult to fall asleep, or you might wake up in the early morning hours worrying about a project that you had forgotten. Calming activities are certainly recommended at this time of day so you can fall asleep. So intense exercise is not ideal after 7 p.m. But if you want to take a short walk or do some stretches or yoga, then this type of movement will not be a barrier to your sleep. So let's put a simple strategy in place so you can set up the perfect routine for you. What I suggest is picking one quarter of the day and getting this humming before you move on to the next quarter. This way you are making small changes, receiving results and the benefit of these changes, and you'll feel more confident continuing with this mindful fine-tuning of your day. A massive overhaul or makeover of your eating and lifestyle choices can be so stressful, and trying to do too many things at once is doomed to fail. Choose one time of day and one thing to change, and keep repeating this simple action until you have set up the perfect day for you. If you're struggling with your eating habits and would like my help, then you have the opportunity to try out the Eating for You approach for free. Join me in a free 15-minute call so I can provide you with a personalized tip to help you get over the barrier to healthy eating that you are struggling with. The link to my calendar is provided with this episode's notes. Free checklist is also available. Once again, a very happy 2024, and I look forward to sharing with you again next week. If you have enjoyed this episode, please share the link on your Facebook and Instagram pages. You have been listening to the Eating for You podcast with Sally-Anne Pisk. If your current way of eating is not working for you, then join me in a free 15-minute mindful eating discovery call. If I can help you, I will provide you with a personalized tip to get you started with a way of eating that will bring lasting results for your weight and your health. And if I'm not the best person to help you, I will do my best to refer you on. The booking link is included with this episode's notes.